Welcome back to another deep dive from Mattress Advisory.
Great to be here.
Before we really settle in and explore today's topic, just a quick heads up for you. Be sure to check out the links that go along with this deep dive. You might actually find some exclusive discounts waiting there for the very mattresses we're about to discuss.
That's right. Always worth a look. Could save you some money on finding that perfect sleep solution.
Definitely. It's a chance to potentially snag a great mattress at a special price.
Okay, so today we're diving deep into the world of adjustable mattresses. We're using the expert reviews from Mattress Advisory as our guide.
And our mission here isn't just to, you know, list off a bunch of features.
Exactly. We want to really understand what makes each of these mattresses unique, what makes them stand out, and how those features could translate into a better night's sleep for you.
Sounds great. And we've got a really interesting lineup. The Sattva Solaire, which sounds incredibly adaptable. The DLX Premier Hybrid seems designed with couples in mind. Then there's the Plank Firm Lux, focusing on, well, firm support.
Pretty clear from the name on that one.
Right. And the Layla Hybrid, a versatile flipper. And finally, the Sweet Night Prime with its multiple layers. Each one promises something a bit different.
Yeah, a unique approach to comfort and support. So where should we start?
Let's kick things off with the Sattva Solaire. What's the main takeaway here?
Well, the core idea with the Solaire is highly personalized support. I mean, we're talking about a pretty remarkable 50 different firmness settings.
Yeah, 50. Wow. That's a lot.
It is. And what's fascinating isn't just the number, it's the level of control it gives you. You can make these incredibly fine-tuned adjustments to match your exact preference.
So not just soft, medium, firm, but like really dialing it in.
Precisely. And it can adapt if your needs change or even for different sleep positions. Plus, it's a flippable hybrid design.
Okay. Hybrid meaning coils and foam.
Yes. It's got a supportive 6-inch coil core, but also these comfort layers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's flippable in terms of those layers. One side gives you responsive latex. The other gives you that body-hugging memory foam feel.
Interesting. So you get two feels even before you start adjusting the air chambers.
Right. It's quite luxurious and customizable.
But how do you manage 50 settings? Doesn't that get confusing?
That's a fair question. It uses a wireless remote, and the settings are based on MMHG, which is a measure of pressure, like millimeters of mercury.
Ah, okay. Like air pressure.
Exactly. Think of it like adjusting tire pressure. Small changes make a real difference in feel and support. It allows for that precision.
Got it. And materials. What else is going on there?
Well, you've got a nice organic cotton cover, which helps with breathability. It also has something called garden botanical protection, sort of an antimicrobial treatment.
Yeah.
Then inside, there's a 3-inch Euro pillow top with specific lumbar zone quilting extra support for the lower back. Below that, you find a layer of natural latex, then gel-infused memory foam, all sitting on top of the no-sink air chambers. These are enclosed with a reinforced edge for good support right to the sides.
So a lot going on structurally, and those 50 settings translate to what kind of firmness range overall?
They break it down pretty clearly. Settings 1 to 29 are considered soft, around a 3.5 out of 10. Settings 30 to 39 are medium, about a 5.5. And 40 to 50 are firm, roughly a 7.5 out of 10.
That really does cover a huge spectrum.
It does. Which makes it potentially great for couples with really different preferences, right?
Yeah.
One person can have it soft, the other firm on their side.
Yeah, that's a major selling point.
And hot sleepers might like the breathable cover and the gel infusion, though it's important to note it's not an active cooling mattress with, say, fans or water tubes. The cooling comes from the materials.
Right. Passive cooling.
It's also designed for excellent motion isolation. Good if your partner moved a lot, and pressure relief. The main drawbacks, well, the price point is high. A queen is over $4,000.
Oof. Yeah, that's an investment.
And as mentioned, if you need serious active cooling features beyond what the materials offer, this might not be it. Also, it requires electricity for the air pump.
Good points. Okay, let's move on. What about the DLX Premier Hybrid? You mentioned it's good for couples.
Yes, the DLX Premier Hybrid really leans into providing tailored comfort specifically for couples. The big standout feature is customizable firmness levels, but also the option for a split configuration top layer.
Split top layer. How does that work? Can you have different firmness on each side?
Exactly. So the mattress comes in overall soft, medium, or firm options using their Huge and Balance performance foam.
Mm.
But with that split top option, one partner could choose, say, the medium feel for their half, while the other chooses the firm feel for theirs, all within the same mattress.
Ah, okay. That sounds like a potential relationship saver for some people.
Could be. And underneath that customizable foam, it uses what they call an advanced hybrid technology coil system and LoftAdapt foam. These work together for pressure relief and, really importantly for couples, good motion isolation.
So less disturbance if one person gets up or tosses and turns.
Precisely. It's built as a high-performance hybrid, topped with a HyperFlex fabric, which is designed to be breathable and flexible.
And the firmness levels here, you mentioned soft, medium, firm.
Yeah, they rate the soft around a 4 out of 10, the medium a 6 out of 10, and the firm an 8 out of 10. So a solid range, maybe not quite as extreme as the Solaire at the soft end, but hitting a true firm.
So who's this best for then? Primarily couples.
Couples with different firmness preferences, absolutely.
Yeah.
Also, light sleepers who are easily bothered by movement would benefit from the motion isolation. And anyone looking for good pressure relief.
And who might want to look elsewhere?
Well, someone wanting an ultra-firm mattress might find the firm option here isn't quite enough. Also, heavier individuals, say over 300 pounds, might need something with even more robust support, though it is a well-built hybrid. And, like the Solaire, it's not typically considered a budget option.
Got it. And it comes with a 120-night trial and free returns, which is nice.
Yes, good trial period and warranty.
All right, let's shift gears to the Plank Firm Lux. I think the name gives us a pretty strong clue here.
It certainly does. The Plank Firm Lux is unapologetically designed for those who need, or just really prefer, very firm support. It's often highlighted as being particularly good for people dealing with back pain.
And what's the key feature?
The key takeaway is its flippable design. It offers two distinct firmness levels in one mattress. One side is firm and the other side is extra firm. Both are aimed squarely at promoting healthy spinal alignment.
Two levels of firm. Okay. How is it built? Is it also a hybrid?
Yes, it's a hybrid structure underneath that firmness. It uses a 6-inch coil core system, Ascension Firm coils, specifically designed for strong support, combined with layers of high-density support foam.
So how do the two sides differ in construction?
Okay, so side one, the ultra-firm side, has a 0.75-inch quilted top right over 2 inches of high-density support foam sitting directly on those firm coils.
Mm-hmm.
Very minimal cushioning.
Right, really direct support.
Exactly. Then you slip it over to side two, the firm side. This one has a bit more initial comfort with a 1-inch layer of their Supreme Response Comfort Foam beneath the 1.5-inch quilted bottom layer. Again, all over the same 6-inch coil system.
So, still firm, but with slightly more give than the ultra-firm side?
Correct. Firmness-wise, they rate the firm side around a 7 out of 10, and the ultra-firm side is up there at a 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10. That is seriously firm.
It really is. That's why it's often recommended for back pain sufferers, because that kind of support can help maintain spinal alignment. It's also great for stomach sleepers, who need that firmness to prevent their hips sinking too low, which can strain the back.
Makes sense. Any other features? What about heat? Firm mattresses can sometimes sleep hot.
That's a common concern. They offer an optional Glacitex cooling cover. It's a specialized fabric woven with cooling yarns designed to actively pull heat away from your body. So if you sleep hot but need that firmness, the cover is definitely something to consider.
Good option to have. So who isn't this mattress for?
Well, it's probably not the best choice for most side sleepers who generally need more cushioning around the shoulders and hips to avoid pressure points. Lightweight individuals might also find it uncomfortably hard. And if you prefer any kind of soft plush or sinking feeling, this is definitely not it.
Pretty clear cut. Anything else?
Just a small note. Like many bed-in-a-box mattresses, some users might notice a slight new mattress smell or off-gassing for the first day or two, but it usually airs out quickly. And it's endorsed by the American Chiropractic Association, which adds some credibility to its back support claims.
Okay, good to know. Let's dive into the Lila Hybrid now. This one seems to have a different focus again.
Yes. The Lila Hybrid is often highlighted as being particularly good for side sleepers. Its main selling point is also its flippable design, offering two different firmness levels, but it really emphasizes its use of copper-infused memory foam for cooling.
Another flipper, so two firmness options here too.
That's right, you get a softer side rated around a 4 out of 10, quite plush, and a firmer side, which comes in around a 7 out of 10. So a nice contrast between the two sides.
And copper-infused foam is the key material. How does that help?
Copper is known for being highly conductive, so the idea is that the copper particles infused in the memory foam help draw heat away from your body and dissipate it, combating memory foam's tendency to sometimes trap heat. It's also naturally antimicrobial.
Interesting. So cooling is a big focus. What's the structure like?
It's a hybrid. So both sides use that copper gel memory foam. Below that, there's a layer of Max Airflow support foam, which has channels cut into it to further help with breathability and support. And then in the middle, you have an individually wrapped coil system.
Individually wrapped coils. Those are usually good for motion isolation and targeted support, right?
Exactly. They move independently, so they conform better to your body's curves and also prevent movement from transferring across the mattress. This coil layer also provides robust edge support, so you feel secure sleeping or sitting near the edge.
And it's got practical features, too.
Yeah, it has a breathable zip-off cover, which is handy for cleaning, and it actually has integrated handles sewn into the sides, which makes flipping the mattress, because it is a hybrid, so it'll have some weight a bit easier.
Handles are always appreciated on a flippable mattress, so best suited for.
Primarily side sleepers, especially those who appreciate the contouring of memory foam, but worry about overheating. The softer side offers great pressure relief for shoulders and hips. Combination sleepers, who change positions, might also like the versatility. And couples tend to like the motion isolation and the cooling aspect.
Any potential downsides?
Well, like other quality hybrids, it's not usually in the budget category. And even with handles, hybrid mattresses can be heavy, so flipping it might still be a chore for some people.
Yeah.
Also, the warranty is 10 years, which is good, but not lifetime like some of the others we've discussed.
Okay, that makes sense. Finally, let's look at the Sweet Night Prime. This one mentions adjustability in yet another way.
Yes, the Sweet Night Prime is interesting. It's highlighted as a top adjustable firmness mattress, but it achieves this mainly through its internal foam layering and flippable design, rather than air chambers or split configurations. It offers four firmness combinations in one mattress, essentially.
Four? How does that work if it's just flippable?
Okay, so the mattress itself is flippable, offering a medium firm side around 6.510 and a firm side around 710. But the design also incorporates what they call contouring curve technology within its layers, aiming to provide adaptable full body support and pressure relief on either side. The 4-in-1 likely refers to the ability to flip the entire mattress and potentially rotate it, or perhaps how different zones feel. The key is the adaptability within its foam structure.
Contouring curve technology, what does that actually mean in terms of feel?
The sources don't go into deep technical detail, but the concept is that the foam layers are designed to respond differently to different body parts, contouring to your curves to promote spinal alignment and relieve pressure points, whether you're on the medium firm or the firm side.
And the materials are all foam.
Yes, it's an all-foam mattress. It uses durable, high-density, CertiPure U.S.-certified foams. You'll typically find layers like gel-infused cooling memory foam on top for comfort and temperature regulation, then transition foam, a core support foam layer, and then a firmer comfort foam layer on the other side for the firmer feel. It also has a checkered anti-slip cover.
So it sounds like a more straightforward way to get some firmness flexibility compared to, say, the Solaire.
Exactly. It's a good option for people who want the ability to switch between a medium firm and a firm feel without the complexity or cost of air chambers. It suits a wide range of sleepers side, back, and stomach who want that personalized support and flexibility.
And you mentioned budget earlier.
Yes. Generally, the Sweet Night Prime is positioned as a more budget-conscious choice for those looking for adjustable firmness features in an all-foam design.
Are there any sleepers who might not find it ideal?
Potentially. Very lightweight side sleepers might find even the medium firm side doesn't offer quite enough plushness or cushioning for their pressure points. Conversely, very heavy sleepers might feel they need deeper, more substantial support than an all-foam mattress typically provides, compared to a robust hybrid. And while foam isolates motion reasonably well, light sleepers who are extremely sensitive might notice some motion transfer compared to pocketed coils or the Solaire.
Okay, that gives us a really good overview of the Sweet Night Prime.
It does. A solid, versatile option, especially considering the price point.
Wow, we have certainly journeyed through a lot today, exploring these five adjustable mattresses. The Sattva Solaire, DLX Premier Hybrid, Plank Firm Luxe, Lila Hybrid, and Sweet Night Prime.
Absolutely, and it's so clear that each one really does bring something unique to the bedroom, you know, catering to a really wide spectrum of sleep styles, needs, and preferences.
It really underscores that there's no single best mattress for everyone, especially with adjustable features in the mix.
It's exactly right. The best adjustable mattress truly comes down to your individual needs. You really need to consider your main sleeping position, what level of firmness feels comfortable to you, whether you sleep hot, if you share the bed.
Yeah.
All those personal factors are critical.
And that's why doing your research, like, well, joining us for this deep dive, is so important. It helps you narrow down the options based on what matters most to you.
Couldn't agree more.
And hey, remember at the start we mentioned checking the links for possible discounts?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just a final reminder as we wrap up, definitely go back and check out those links associated with this deep dive one more time. You just never know. Your perfect adjustable mattress might be waiting there with a special offer.
It's always worth a click. And truly, investing in good sleep is such a vital investment in your overall health and well-being. We really hope this discussion has given you some valuable insights and armed you with knowledge to make a more informed decision.
Yeah, hopefully it helps you navigate the choices.
We definitely encourage you to explore further, maybe read some more in-depth reviews on mattress advisory, and absolutely take advantage of those trial periods if a particular mattress has caught your eye. That's the best way to know for sure.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Hmm.
Thanks so much for diving deep with us today into the world of adjustable mattresses.
My pleasure.
Sweet dreams.